Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
I think a lot of times people just get so caught up with, I got to learn how to do it first before I just jump in. And they get that analysis paralysis, and then they don't end up doing the deal.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Hello, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Shelly Peterson. Shelly is joining us from Chandler, Arizona. She is the president of Kahuna Investments. They focus on purchasing stable, income-producing multifamily and student housing. Shelly's portfolio consists of 3,000 units valued at over $250 million. Shelly, thanks for joining us, and how are you today?
I'm doing super fantastic, Ash. Thank you so much for having me on the Best Ever Show. I love your voice, and I'm just so thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's our pleasure to have you. Shelly, if you would, give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now.
Sure, would love to. So I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so I'm from the heartland. I grew up in an Asian household where I was taught to have a good job and go to college. So I did what Mama Lucy told me to do. So I got a master's degree in science, became a registered dietitian. I hated it, so I ended up in the pharmaceutical industry. And anybody's listening that's been in that industry, you have to be good at one thing. You know what that is, Ash? You got to be good
counting.
At interviewing. You got to be good at interviewing because it's such a volatile industry. I got so good at interviewing for the next job. I had a lot of pops in between in the pharmaceutical industry. So I knew that wasn't a secure path for my family and I. So at that time, Corey's a financial advisor. He got fired from Edward Jones. And he said, man, I don't really want to do real estate full time. And I said, well, giddy up, daddy. Let's do it. I believe in you. So we started off the path of real estate investing. And in the beginning, Ash, I was the supporter, the cheerleader, the believer in my husband. I said, you can do this. I will hold down the family fort. I will be the breadwinner. And you just figure out this thing called real estate. And that's what we did. Our first multifamily deal was in 2010. We bought an apartment complex. It was called Lionsgate. It was in Greenville, South Carolina. It was 144 units. And we bought it for $3.2 million, raised $1.4 million of other people's money. And we sold it 6 years later for $8.6 million. And at that time when we sold the property, that was back in 2016, guess what happened to me in the pharmaceutical industry? Surprise, surprise.
You got canned. You got fired. You got laid off.
Interview again. I did get canned. Well, what happened was, is the whole sales and marketing department got let go. So no one had a job. But by that time, we had made millions of dollars because we were 75% owners in that deal. So we made a big profit. So I didn't have to work anymore. I was retired from the pharmaceutical industry in 2016. So then it was like, well, what am I going to do next? Because I don't understand real estate, nor do I have the desire to learn real estate. So I literally came into real estate kicking and screaming. Corey wanted me to do this game with him so bad, but I'm like, no, that's your thing. I have no idea what an LOI, a PSA to an NOI, I had no idea what those terms meant. But slowly but surely, we launched our education program. I began to get smart in the world of syndication. I began to get smart at looking at deals, what constitutes a deal. I began to get smart in operations. And over time, I actually know what the heck's going on. And it's been so exciting, Ash. I love this game of real estate. I love investor relations. I love every aspect that syndication has to offer. And now it is my mission to teach others that the game of real estate can change their lives like it did mine and our families.
You've had a tremendous amount of success. What's one thing, when you look back, that would have helped you achieve this success faster or would have made you more successful?
That's a very good question. I would say just adding the people component first, just getting the right people in your organization. So I know that when you're growing and you're scaling up your business, it takes people. So we have went from 5 employees to 47 employees, literally within a year. We strapped on, we were vertically integrated. We have Kahuna Management now. So we have a very unique way in how we recruit and find talent. We have a very specific process in-house on how we look for those top people, whether it's on the Kahuna Investment side or the Kahuna Management side. And culture is very, very important here at Kahuna Investments. And we attract that because we have such a unique culture within our organization. I love that every individual in our organization has a part in growing our company. They feel that they have a say, and their words matter. Well, how they operate and how they work with other team members, it matters. We are one big family, and we always say that's the Kahuna way. This is how we do it. We're always making things mo better. We call it the DeKind attitudes, Ash. It's one of our things, like, what are the DeKind attitudes? Every week in our weekly meeting, we're like, do we have any DeKind attitudes that we want to share with a team member? So I'll give you an example. This morning, they said, Shelly, I want to give you choke praise. You gave little Halloween candy baskets for the team members' kids, and that means a lot to our staff here. So we take big pride in that.
What's an example of a hard lesson you've learned in this business?
An example of a hard lesson we've learned in this business? Oh, my gosh. Well, Ash, I think there's several. When you're in the space of multifamily investing, there's a ton. Let's talk about high interest rates and taxes and gosh, insurances. There's some things that you just can't predict, or a pandemic. So, you know, we've had a lot of student housing in our portfolio. So that's one of the things we were not expecting, going through a pandemic with COVID and expecting the colleges shutting down. So we've had a property that was 100% occupied 3 years in a row, and COVID hits and goes down to 45%. So that's a tough conversation to have with investors, to have internally, like, okay, what's our game plan? What are we going to do? Luckily, we came out of that. So obviously, that was very tough managing through COVID. So is there anything that you can do to prevent that? I don't think you can. I think you just have to weather it out. And this is where you become one with your investors. And I would say in this world of syndications, it's so important that we have full transparency at every level. Whether if you're too overly positive with the deal, we've learned that you just want to give people the good, bad, and the ugly. It's just the news. You want to just be as transparent as you possibly can. I always believe, and even with the accounting. So when I'm walking through our processes here at Kahuna Investments about what an investor can expect within our deals, I walk them through, here's who we are, here's our track record, here's what we expect. But more importantly, when you enter in a deal with us, here's the expectation in terms of the communications. And I always show the financial reporting, the full financial reporting. And I will tell you, it's very surprising to me on how many investors that have been in other syndications, and they say, I have never seen a report like this. It's new to them. And as a syndicator myself, as an industry, we got to get better. And I think you can agree with me on this. You guys run such a stellar operation within your organization. So, yeah, I'd like to teach that and make sure that people understand that there are good operators out there, and there's some bad ones too. So got to watch the pitfalls for the bad ones and be able to weed through who's good, who's doing it right.
Is there a geographic area that you focus on?
We typically like to invest in the Midwest or the Southeast. So we buy on cash flow. That is our model. So we buy on cash flow. We look for opportunities such as deferred maintenance or bad management or bad tenants. So typically the properties that we purchase are somewhat stabilized, a minimum of 85%. But we do like areas that cash flow nicely. So we're finding that mostly in the Carolinas and Georgia, we have some really good cash flowing properties out there. I would like to buy more in my backyard. So anybody listening that has deals in Arizona, we would like to do more in Arizona, but we buy outside of the Phoenix area, such as Tucson. We've had deals in Yuma, Arizona. You're like, what the heck is out in Yuma? Yuma's an agricultural town. We exited out of a deal in Yuma that was 152 units. We bought that one a few years back, and that one we hit our business plan within 3 years. We bought it for $8.9 million, and we sold it for a nice price, Ash. You want to try to guess what we sold it for? In Yuma, Arizona, over 19.2. How do you like them apples, Ash? How do you like them apples?
That's a great win. What was the split for your investors and yourself?
Oh, you're going to love this. So here at Kahuna Investments, we believe what's called a Kahuna 6 and 6. We pay two ways. We pay a pref on the front end that gets paid out every quarter, and then we do a pref on the back end. So the split on that deal was 75% for Kahuna and their GPs, and then the rest for the LP partners. And so a lot of people are like, wait, you can do it that way? So in the industry, it's typically most syndicators, it's 75% to the LP investors, and then the rest goes to the GP. We do it differently here. So it kind of blows people's minds. I get that people ask that question all the time. How did you do that? Well, you ask the right questions. Go to your SEC attorney, say, how can I set up my PPM to look like this? Because let's face it, Ash, when you're in this game of investing in multifamily or investing period, whoever's driving the bus, it's a lot of work. We're always the key principal. So we always believe there can only be one chief Kahuna running the deal. And that typically falls on Kahuna's shoulder. So we want to make sure, because at the end of the day, if things go downhill, who is there to blame? It's us. It's always on us for us to fix it. Right? You can't blame your management company. You can't blame Joe Bob. At the end of the day, it ends with you. The buck stops with you. So you might as well get paid for it.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com. Are you a real estate investor struggling to streamline your property management? Are you tired of juggling multiple systems to effectively manage your portfolio? Meet Rentec Direct, your ultimate solution for automating management tasks, reducing errors, and most importantly, saving you time. Rentec Direct offers an all-in-one platform for accounting, marketing, tenant screening, rent collection, and much more. And the best part? You're never alone. With U.S.-based live support and award-winning customer service, Rentec Direct is the partner you need to streamline your property management so you can focus on what's most important, growing your business and getting more deals done. If you're an investor looking to grow your portfolio, join the more than 15,000 investors and landlords who manage real estate assets totaling more than $200 billion using Rentec Direct. Just go to rentecdirect.com/best ever and sign up for a free trial. Plans start at just $45 a month, and you'll receive 20% off your first year just for being a best ever listener. That's rentecdirect.com/best ever for 20% off.
The deal that was 75% to the GP, what was the pref on that?
Well, the pref on that was a 6% pref on the front end that got paid out quarterly. That was just cash flow. So the LP partners always gets first dibs out of the cash flow bucket. And on the back end, we pay 12% or 14%, depending on how much you put in the deal. So we divide that up into an A1 class and an A2 class. So that deal particularly paid anywhere from 10 and 12. So roughly Yuma was 10 and 12. So no, that deal was 14 to 16% on that.
Okay, so the IRR to investors was roughly 14 to 16%.
Total. You got it.
Got it. With all of the current rates and the pressure, the economic headwinds, how many deals do you have that have floating rates?
That's a good question. I think we have one right now, and we're in the process of refinancing that one out.
Did you expect rates to rise? Were you caught off guard like a lot of people were?
No, we were prepared. So we have rate caps on our projects. This would be more of a Corey question. I try to stay within the investor relations piece of it. But as far as the loans, that goes through our representative. So we source all of our loans out. But I do know for a fact that we have one floating rate that we are in the process of refinancing that one out. But I think what caught us off guard the most wasn't the rising interest rates. I think we saw that coming. It was more of the insurance that went up. So for example, we have a property that we typically pay $100,000 in insurance a year, and it went up this year by $320,000. How does that happen? So those are the things that caught us off guard. Yeah, and it's happening. So when you get into looking at markets, I don't know enough about insurance. I would love to learn more about insurance and why that happens, but I will say that caught us off guard for sure.
All right. So
that's a big jump, Ash.
I agree. On the other properties that you have that are not the floating rate, are those the properties that have rate caps?
Yes.
Okay. So there's rate caps in the other properties. Okay, good. So when those rate caps expire, that's another challenge because no one anticipated the rate caps costing tremendously more than what they had in the past.
Right.
What does that do to the health of your deals?
I think you're going to see a lot of people with their pants caught down is what's going to happen. So when their rate caps expires, we're in a good place with all of our rate caps. So that's nothing that we're concerned about. But I do know that there's a lot of operators that either don't have a rate cap or they're expiring and they're trying to get out of it. So we're starting to see that. I mean, there's going to be blood in the streets. That's what we like to say is coming up. We're already seeing it right now. And as a matter of fact, I just told you earlier that we're up for bids for a property that's a live auction this afternoon. So as soon as I get off here, I'll know if we won the deal or not. And that's kind of exciting. But it also makes me sad because the previous owners, they probably did their darnest to keep that property. They didn't foresee that, or maybe they weren't prepared, or for whatever reason. I don't ever like to see fellow operators lose or be in that position because most likely there was other people's money in that deal. So that tells me that people lost their hard-earned dollars. And that's what makes me sad.
Shelly, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
My best real estate investing advice is to jump in the water. Just do it. If you're on the fence and you're afraid of getting into your first deal, I would say just do it. Surround yourself with solid mentors. And I think a lot of times people just get so caught up with, I got to learn how to do it first before I just jump in. And they get that analysis paralysis and then they don't end up doing a deal. So I always encourage our students, I'm like, just jump in, either deal partner, JV, but get there faster. The faster you get in into a deal, the quicker you can look under the hood and see how it really works, because that's where the real learning begins, right? So I would just say, if you're on the fence, just jump in and let's go. Especially for women that are listening on this podcast. 10 years ago, when I would go to this space, I would see so many dudes on the events. I'm like, where are the ladies? So it's been really neat to see more women getting into the space. So I would love to see more women actively getting into real estate investing.
How do you find your deals today? And is that different from how you found them in the past?
I would say finding them today, we have more students that bird dog for us. So the last deal that we did was a $40 million purchase, and that came from one of our students. We teach them how to develop broker relationships, and because it's still kind of the old school method, it's who you know. Brokers will tend to go to the buyers that they know that can perform and that can close and transact. So we still have broker relations. We're still underwriting deals, but a lot of them come through just students and broker relations for us. And that hasn't really changed much over the years, except for we get more student deals as it was before.
All right, Shelly, let's transition to the best ever lightning round. What's the best ever book you recently read?
Ooh, the last book that we read was called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. Have you heard of that guy?
I have not.
We were on a 5-hour road trip. So us kahunas, we like to go jeeping a lot. So we were at the Trail Hero Jeeping Summit just a couple of weeks ago in Utah. By the way, one of our jeeps broke down. So it's still in St. George, Utah. It's been there for 2 weeks now. But during the ride home with the other jeep, we took the kids. Corey's like, let's listen to this book. It's called The Five Dysfunctions. I'm like, all right. So it's really cool because as our organization grows, it's very important to us to make sure that we have an effective team. So this book really sheds some light on, they call it The Five Dysfunctions of a Team.
What's the best ever way you like to give back?
I like to give back in many ways, but I think the best way, everybody says, oh, we'll just give money. But I think giving people time and your resources. This weekend, we're doing a Thanksgiving give back to the homeless, but just being involved in your community So we are big advocates in our own backyard. So every year we raise money to give back to the Boys and Girls Club in Chandler, Arizona. So giving back in terms of your resources, your time, I think that's the reason why we're in this business, is that we can do that. It started out with taking care of the family, and now it's just grown exponentially into taking care of the people in our organization and extending that out to our communities.
Got it. Shelly, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
The best way is to go to shelly@kahunainvestments.com, or if they would like a free book, Copy Your Way to Success, where we share our stories. If you want to get to know us a little bit more, this is a great book. You just text the word book to 480-500-1127.
Shelly, thank you for your time. Thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure having this conversation with you.
Yes, it was nice meeting you too. Thank you, Ash. Appreciate it.
Best ever listeners, thank you for joining us. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. Share this episode with someone you think can benefit from it. Also, follow, subscribe, and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.